A quick search on YouTube yields a taste of the fondness Chilly Willy inspired in people. Wild-haired and tattooed, breaking into song as he engaged people on street corners.
These walls and bars all surround on me here. The Chilly Willy wants to be free.
He was just a character of the, actually, of the whole city. He's all over the place.
Including the corner of Central and Pecan, where John Fry works as a sous chef for Soul Gastro Lounge. Depending on how drunk Chilly Willy was, he'd be there cursing at people or giving high fives, often making a spectacle.
The kids would give him money for beer, and then they would skateboard and jump over him with their skateboards. And he, as long as he got his beer money, that's he was happy. Yeah, that was my favorite memory.
That's Greg Anderson. He also works at Soul Gastro Lounge.
He really hated to be an alcoholic.
And this is Kathy Vestal. She's homeless, like Chilly Willy was for the majority of the last 30 years.
He turned into a rattlesnake, you know. He was real angry, but as a person, he was so generous and kind and kind-hearted and loving.
On Friday afternoon, Vestal sat grim-faced next to a memorial of flowers at the curb where Chilly Willy was struck by a car. "We'll miss you, Chilly Willy," reads a fluorescent green sign, echoing the scores of messages left online. "Charlotte's coolest homeless guy," says one post. What few people know is that Chilly Willy was no longer homeless, and he no longer wanted that nickname.
You know, with the day that Larry moved into Moore Place, he said, "I'm not Chilly Willy anymore. My name is William Larry Major." And he was very insistent. You could see his desire to want to do better, to make changes.
Carolyn Chambray is the director of Moore Place, which is an apartment complex run by the Urban Ministry Center. William Larry Major was among the first chronically homeless people to move in back in February. His caseworker at Moore Place, Robert Nesbitt, says an incarceration decades ago left Major struggling to find work and contributed to his homelessness. With housing, Nesbitt says Major was drinking less and tangling with the law less, too.
You can look back on the last year and see that he has had fewer jail visits than probably any time in the last 30 years, if I were to make a guess.
A lapse in August led to Major's first intoxication arrest in nearly a year. But even in that, Nesbitt says Major was a changed man.
He went independently to make this court date and take responsibility. And not only appeared in court, but he appeared in court and was appropriate, was sober, I mean, and came back to Moore Place, and then returned an extra bus ticket he had.
He was intensely proud of his tiny studio apartment, adds Chambray. He'd often walk the halls at Moore Place jangling his keys, and it was the self-appointed welcome committee for visiting tour groups. But, says Chambray, Major also loved spending time on the street.
You know, he was going to always be that gregarious person, and he got energy from talking to people and socializing with people. And so on some, you know, odd level, it almost seems sort of fitting that that's where he died. But he died with a home, and he died with people at his home that cared about him and loved him deeply.
William Larry Major was 58 years old. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.